Good evening, everyone. It is just after 11 p.m. on Saturday, the 27th of September. Today has been a bit one of those days. It started with the shower. Now, we've got a walk-in shower with a cubicle with an electric shower. I'm not a fan of electric showers. I'm always a bit worried about them, even though this has got a separate fuse. I think they all do. It's fine, I don't mind it as long as it's going right, but when something starts to go wrong, I panic, because the thought of standing under a stream of water that's electrified, I mean, the water's not, but obviously the piece of equipment is, and I know it's all insulated, and I know people might say, what's the difference between you using a washing machine, a kettle, or a Tassimo machine? The difference is, I'm not standing there with the water pouring over my bare body. So, Obi went in the shower, and all of a sudden we heard dee, I heard dee, 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 it bleeps. And usually you come out, you put your hand out of the shower, pull the cord, for some reason it needs resetting. It happens occasionally. It's never happened to me, but it's happened to other people. So he said he had to do it 3 times. He said suddenly he was using it, you know, he was under the shower and suddenly the temperature got really hot and then it started to bleep, so he had to reset it 3 times before it worked, and then it was fine. Excuse me. And then it was my turn, so I went in the shower and I was going to wash my hair. I've got a lot of hair, it's long, so I washed my hair with the shampoo like I always do, did it twice, and then what I do is smother it in conditioner, massage it into my head and my hair. And then I take the shower down from its cradle to wash myself so that I don't wash the conditioner off till I'm ready to, if you see what I mean. So I had the shower in my hand and suddenly I felt the pressure drop and I thought, oh no, here we go. And I got scared and I said, I called out Obi. He was upstairs. He came, he said, what's the matter, what's the matter? Because I told him to stay nearby because I didn't trust it anymore. I said, come and help me. So he came and then all of a sudden, dee, 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 started bleeping and I just chucked a shower head on the floor. And I've never moved so fast for a long time, I tell you. I ran out of the shower, I was covered in soap, my hair was covered, plastered in conditioner, which I had to unceremoniously try and wash off in the sink because I no longer have a shower spray. I bought one last year, but if you don't use it for a while, which I did, you know, when the shower broke last year. This is a new one. It's just over a year old. And we had a shower spray. But if you don't use it for a while, they tend to get mould inside the hose bit where it goes onto the taps because you can't really dry them out. So Roland said it's mouldy and he said he was going to throw it away. So he threw it away. They're only about 5. I suppose I should always have a spare one, really. Anyway, I had to get a cup in the old-fashioned way and rinse my hair, which was not easy. Believe me, it wasn't. And meanwhile, Obi couldn't get the shower going at all. He kept constantly trying to reset it. It wouldn't go on. No water was coming out at all. And in the end, he managed to turn it off. We couldn't even turn it off at the wall. And I thought we were going to be stuck with it bleeping all night, but he managed to do it in the end, so we've left it. Now, I did call the housing association and I said, I know it's out of hours and it's, you might not call, you know, I tried to lay it on a bit, but it didn't work. I said, you might not call this an emergency, but I do, because I told him that I can't have a bath because of my dialysis tube. And because the thing is, if you ring up, and I didn't think they'd send anyone out this weekend, which is fine, because you know, we'd all had a shower today. Ronan, we'd all had one. And there's always the bath, but everyone else can have that except me. I've got one of the special dressings left, just one. But sometimes that they would consider that, because we've got a bath, as a non-emergency repair. So I could wait up to 28 days for that, and there's no way I'm going to do that. I will kick up such a fuss. So, you know, because that's not, you know, it's all right for everyone else, but it isn't for me. So I explained all this and they said, someone will definitely come out on Monday. Well, I was going to go to the doctor's on Monday, but Connor's got a day off, so hopefully he will be staying in. If they really do come out on Monday. That was that. So that wasn't very good. And I'm really fed up about that. And then Connor came in from work and he said it all kicked off in the high street. Orpington's got so crappy nowadays. It never used to be like that. I mean, I've lived round here on and off all my life and it used to be quite a decent high street. Now it's just crap. Where he works, there's an alleyway next door that goes round to the back of the shops. There's quite a few of them up and down the high street. And Obi saw as well, down at Carlton Parade, there's one where there's a gap between the buildings and you get great big gangs of kids hanging out. Now, these ones that are always hanging around Connor's shop, they're always calling the police on them. And they come and move them on or whatever, but they don't really take it that seriously. Because what can they do? And they found needles out the back and everything. It's not very nice. So this girl, who's one of the gang members, group I should say, rather than a gang, she lives in one of the flats above the shops, next door to there where he works. Now, they were all out there this morning about 10:45, and her boyfriend came along and caught her kissing some other bloke. So a fight kicked off between those two, and then her brother came out and got involved and hit the one hit the actual boyfriend that had caught her, the other one kissing his girlfriend, over the head, really at full pelt with a mug, and cut his head right open. Connor said he's never seen so much blood. He got the bloke, got a towel and held it on his head, but he was going to walk off and just go after the bloke and still carry on the fight. Connor managed to make him sit down, said, "You're not going anywhere." I made him sit down on one of their garden chairs, and they got blood everywhere, but he managed to stem the bleeding with a towel, and he got someone to hold it while he went in to get the first aid kit and to call the police. The police actually never turned up. They did send an ambulance, though, and Connor managed to patch the bloke up. And I said, "I hope you wore gloves." No, I said, "I hope you didn't touch any of his blood." He said, "No, I had gloves on, especially after they found them needles and stuff." But anyway, it got onto Orpington gossip. But they said that a little old lady was patching him up, but that must be while Connor had gone inside to... She was just a passerby that was there, but that's why he'd gone inside to get the first aid kit, I suppose. And he was called a shop assistant. It said a shop assistant rang the police. I said, "I should put on there." "No, it wasn't. It was the manager." And he said, "Don't you dare." I said, "No, you know I wouldn't ever do anything like that." So that was a bit of drama. And the ambulance came and they took him inside, and he was in there for about half an hour, but he refused to go to hospital. He just went about his business. So I don't know what happened about that. Stupid idiot. And then Tesco's. This is the deja vu bit. My shopping was due between 9 and 10. It got to 10, no Tesco's. So I called them, and I was on the phone for more than half an hour waiting. I never got through to speak to them, because actually I will ring them tomorrow, because this isn't the first time. Last time it was due between 7 and 8, and it turned up at 10:30, and they waived my delivery fee. And they said they were going to send me a voucher, and they never did, because I just remembered that today. So I know it's petty, but I'm going to chase that up, because I'm not letting them get away with it. I'm really fed up with it. Every time lately, they're late. And I don't know whether it's since they've gone over to a new warehouse store in Erith, because it used to be Croydon, or it seems to be either that, or since they went down to one-hour slots. They used to give a two-hour slot, but now they don't seem to be able to cope with these one-hour slots. It's just not enough. They're always late. I'm always getting a text say they're going to, even if it's half an hour late or 10 minutes late, they're never within the time anymore, never. And I'm getting really sick of it. And so 10 o'clock came, I didn't get through to them. About 10:20, the driver rang me on my landline. He was Chinese, he was very nice, but I couldn't understand more than half of what he was saying. He said something about he had to go somewhere else and that something had been dropped off at the wrong place, and would I still like him to come? He wouldn't be there till 10:40. And I said, "Yes, I do want you still to come." You know, so he came, he was very nice, and, you know, we didn't have a go at him. It's not really his fault, I don't suppose. But I am really fed up with it, and I am going to ring Tesco's and have it out with them. I'm not going to do it tonight because it's too late now, and I've got fed up with waiting because I put my phone on loudspeaker and it's so loud, the music they have. It overtook the whole room. I couldn't stand it for more than half an hour. So it's kind of deja vu. Here we go again. I'm really sick of it. And I really will start to go elsewhere. If you know, I do go elsewhere sometimes, but regularly go elsewhere because the only reason, one of the main reasons I stick with Tesco's, apart from the fact that I've got all my favourites saved and I've got more on there that because I've been doing it using them for I think 12 years, ever since they first started. Anyway, it might be 11. It's right from the beginning. Then they have improved, to be fair. But they should be absolute damned experts by now. And, you know, the only one of the main reasons why I get my shopping from there is because they seem to have the biggest selection of vegetarian food, bigger than any other place I've seen. I don't think you can beat it, really. Because they do a lot of corn stuff, but I mean, most places do that, but they've got a lot of their own stuff, meat-free, it's called meat-free, so they do a huge range of meat-free stuff. And I don't like all of it, but I do like some of it, and they're always bringing out new things, so you're not always stuck with the same old stuff. But I wasn't too pleased, because Ronan had ordered some cream cakes for him and Connor, and he'd ordered, I think, 4 chocolate eclairs for £1, which was fine, and then 2 other lots of cream cakes. I know it's a bit overkill. So neither of those other, there were 2 other 2 packs of fresh cream cakes, neither were available, so they substituted them both with 2 Belgian chocolate eclairs, so now we've got 8 chocolate eclairs. That's okay. Then we ordered some Moroccan style wraps, and they sent 4 white large pita breads, which, I mean, okay, at least they substituted it. It's not really the same thing, so I'm not complaining because at least they tried, but the last item wasn't available, and it was some personal non-biological liquid. Well, come on now. They must have been able to find something else for that. There's personal non-biological capsules, which is what I have had before. If they care to look, I'm sure they can find out from our previous orders that I've had that. So, not too pleased. I've got some left from before, but I've got very little washing powder left now. So I'm not altogether very happy about it, but still there are worse things, like the shower, and like someone getting their head smashed in, and it's all in a day's work. Anyway, I'm off now. I hope you're all having a good weekend. Take care.